Is God our Father, Mother? Is God our tender, loving Father, Mother? Potentially, yes, the Father, Mother of all men. But from a present practical standpoint, whether he is our loving parent and provider depends upon us. St. Paul declares, "They which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God." Yet all human beings have the capacity to become the children of God. The fact is that we do not come naturally by a knowledge of God and of right relations with him, any more than we come naturally by a knowledge of mathematics or music. Insofar as we gain a practical understanding of mathematics, we may be said to be children of mathematics. But this understanding has to be intelligently and laboriously acquired. Likewise, insofar as we diligently seek and acquire a knowledge of God and His law, and order our thought and lives in continual consciousness of Him and in obedience to His law, in that far we are children of God. And He is our Father, Mother, just so far as we thus become His children, and no farther. We get the benefit and care of divine love just in proportion as we work our way into mental and practical accord with the law of divine love. It might be rather foolish for a man confined in a dark cave to claim that the sun was his source of light and heat. But if he could work his way out of the cave into the light, his claim would be justified. The sun does place light within the reasonable reach of every man in the world, but it will not chase a man into a cave or other dark place as a dog follows its master in order to give him light. The man must keep himself in the light which is within his reach. So God places all good within the reasonable reach of every man in the world. But God does not take separate account of every human being and follow each man into ignorance and sin in such a way as to force knowledge and righteousness upon him without diligent effort on his own part. Each man must meet God halfway. St. Paul declares that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What has just been stated may seem to be at variance with certain passages of Scripture. For instance, Jesus frequently declared, "The Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost." Undoubtedly, Christ Jesus is God's representative in the world, but in a mediatorial capacity, such that the mediatorial Christ mind, animating the activity of Jesus and other human beings, takes account of particular human needs in such a way as the absolute mind, God, does not. Then Jesus declared concerning material food and raiment, "Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." There seems little doubt that Jesus made this statement, as he did several others which are recorded in the New Testament, having in view the immature condition of the understanding of his auditors. He was feeding milk to the babes, rather than meat to strong men. So instead of making some of his statements from the standpoint of absolute truth, he made them from the human viewpoint. When men seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as Jesus told them to do in this same connection, it does result that what they need materially is added unto them. It works out just as it would if God actually did know that they had need of these things and took particular account of each man's need to supply it. Jesus declared, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This verse represents God as knowing of men who are lost, and as loving a lost world, and as deliberately sending his Son into it. God's nature as absolute perfection would render this impossible. But since God is omnipresent good, and thus places all good, through his manifestations in the Christ, constantly in the reach of all men who are willing to seek diligently to appropriate what he has thus provided, it works out in human experience as though God loved the world and purposely sent his only begotten Son to be the Savior of the world. Beloved, now are we, who have been spiritually quickened, the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, when we have fully apprehended and demonstrated the divine sonship. But we know that when he shall fully appear to our advancing understanding, we shall then realize ourselves as being like him, for we shall see him as he is.